Good morning and a very warm welcome to the service of worship on Palm Sunday. Once again, the congregations in the West Aberdeen area have come together to share worship with you. The congregations of Craigie Buckler and Cults, Peter Cooter, Manifield and King's Wells bring you the service this morning. My name's John Ferguson and my colleagues Keith Blackwood, Lorraine LaFontaine, Shuna Dix, Kenneth Petrie and Fiona Lister will all be joining together to bring you our service today. Today is the beginning of Holy Week and it's a very important week in the Christian year. In fact, it leads to the most important day in the Christian year, that of Easter Day, when we gather to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. And throughout this week, during Holy Week, we'll be bringing you services of worship, short services, every evening of Holy Week. And you can find them on the Cults Parish Church YouTube channel. On Maundy Thursday, we'll be having a virtual service of Holy Communion. This is a very challenging time for all of us, and it's a time when, especially at Easter, Christians will come together to celebrate the good news of the risen Jesus. We cannot do that this year, but at least we can celebrate using technology, and next Sunday we'll be bringing you a special service of celebration for Easter Day. Holy Week is a time when there is much fear, trepidation, uncertainty. There's the darkness of the cross and the horror of it all. In a sense, perhaps we're all experiencing Holy Week at the moment as we face up to the new reality of the coronavirus crisis. But what's important about Holy Week is that the darkness was ended. The fear was dissipated. There was the joy of a resurrection morning, the light of the risen Jesus that took away the darkness and the horror. And it's our hope and prayer that this is what will happen for all of us as we endure these next weeks, that there is light, there is hope, and we will get through it together. I'd like to now read a call to worship for this Palm Sunday. We come to prepare for the holiest of weeks. We will journey through praise with joy on our lips. We will travel through betrayal and death, cradling hope deep in our hearts. Jesus leads us through this week, and we will follow, for he is the life that we long for. He is the word who sustains us. We wave our palm branches in anticipation. We lay our love before him to cushion his walk. Setting aside all power, glory, and might, he comes, modelling humility and obedience for all of us. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I'd like to read now from God's Word, our reading for this day, this Palm Sunday, and it's the reading of the triumphal entry of Christ into Jerusalem. And you can find it at Matthew chapter 21 from the beginning. We read that as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey. It will be tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what the prophet said, "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. the crowds that went ahead of him, and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Amen. And may God bless to us this reading from his holy word.
As we sing our praises, and God rejoices when God hears our prayers. So with confidence, let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we sing our praises to you. We sing hosannas to your glory. It is with gratitude that we celebrate your presence with us here and now, this day. We are grateful for all the ways that you are surrounding us with your love, your mercy, and your compassion. And yet we are mindful that on that first Palm Sunday, you entered the city to a glorious welcome, only to be betrayed. And so we come before you this day as a humble and contrite people. For all the ways that we have betrayed you in our words and our deeds, our thoughts, and through our inaction. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us as we seek to be your loving presence with us here and now. Forgive us as we have allowed the fear that is floating about in our world to influence how we live our faith. Forgive us. Hear us now as we pray silently our own personal confession. Oh God, we are grateful for your ever-loving presence, for your love that forgives us each day, for your creative power within us that creates us anew, which empowers us to live into the people that you have created each one of us to be. We are grateful for the newness that this day brings. Help us to live out your forgiveness in each and everything that we do and say, so that truly we may be the people that you have called us to be. And now hear us as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his followers, his friends, to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
In last week's press and journal, among the pages of reporting on the crisis that we're currently going through, there were a number of reports devoted to another crisis Aberdeen went through in 1964, the typhoid epidemic that I'm sure many of you will remember. It began on May the 6th when contaminated corned beef was sliced and sold in the William Lowe supermarket. On the 12th of May, the first patient fell ill. Businesses closed. Events were cancelled. At the end of May, the city's school shut and the city was in lockdown. This all sounds so familiar with the situation in which we now find ourselves. Not just a city in lockdown, but a large part of the world in isolation to prevent the spread of COVID-19. But that crisis came to an end. On the 17th of June, the all clear was given. On the 19th of June, the first patient left hospital to the strains of Aberdeen Police Pipe Band. Life returned to normal after what had been a frightening and anxious time. To show that things in Aberdeen were back to normal, and that it was now safe to visit the city, the Queen came on the 27th of June when 40,000 people turned out to welcome her. There are similarities between 1964 and 2020, and as that crisis came to an end, so too will this one. It will continue to be a difficult time for us before the day comes when restrictions begin to be lifted and we can try to rebuild our lives and the life of our society. But that day will come. In the Christian year, this is Palm Sunday, the day when Christians remember Jesus coming to Jerusalem riding on a donkey, welcomed as a king, in much the same way as I imagine the Queen would have been welcomed to Aberdeen at the end of the typhoid crisis, although I'm pretty certain she wouldn't have gone up Union Street riding on the back of a donkey. As the road from Bethany to Jerusalem began to descend the Mount of Olives, Jesus' disciples cheered and shouted as they praised God for the coming of King Jesus to claim his kingdom. And there were others caught up in the euphoria and excitement of the moment who laid their cloaks on the road and cut palm branches to wave in the same way as people wave flags for a visit today. It must have been quite a scene. But what was it these people were hoping for? The excitement was mounting, and they thought this was the time, this was the moment, when their king would come and establish God's new age, when Israel would be restored as the king led them to victory against their Roman oppressors. It was all so exciting, so hopeful, but the excitement, the sense of hope for the future, their dreams of what would be soon passed. Once in the city, under the watchful gaze of the Roman soldiers brought in to keep order during the Passover festival, the euphoria soon passed. After all, a man on a donkey wasn't going to achieve much. Perhaps he wasn't the king they had shouted for after all. When the king, the Messiah, did come, he would come with an army and with power. Jesus, so far as they were concerned, had come with neither. So by the end of the week, the crowd that had hailed him as king were shouting for his execution. All their hopes and dreams lay broken and shattered. In their disappointment, they were willing to be manipulated by the leaders who wanted rid of him, manipulated to shout for Barabbas to be freed and for Jesus to be crucified. They failed to recognize the kind of leader Jesus had come to be. Not a powerful military or political leader like Caesar in Rome or Pontius Pilate who governed Judea, not a general in the Roman army or a leader of their own people such as the chief priests or members of the Jewish council, the Sanhedrin. Jesus' kingship was very different to their expectations and their understanding of what kings were like. Their vision of kingship was too narrow, too parochial, too self-seeking. They hadn't learnt from the prophets that Israel's calling, that being God's people, was a privilege for service to the nations of the world, not for world domination. As John Cox writes in his book of Reflections for Holy Week and Easter, the week that changed the world, the servant of God was for the freeing of all nations, not just the Jews. Jesus was key to the big story of peace, not to the skirmishes of power. He was indeed the one coming in the name of the Lord, in the name of the God of reconciliation and peace, and to achieve that would be costly. When Jesus came to Jerusalem, his entry turned heads, but when he failed to live up to expectations, they turned away again. As followers of the servant king, we are called to be his servants, to be servants to the world in his name, to be the bringers of reconciliation, peace, and love. This Palm Sunday, Holy Week, and Easter will be very different from what we are used to. It seems strange not to be together with one another, to sing the great hymns of praise and remembrance we associate with this season. But that doesn't prevent us from being those who are dedicated to service. Service shown in giving of ourselves as Jesus gave himself for us. Amen. We'll now sing hymn number 374, From Heaven You Came, Helpless Babe.
At Cults Parish Church, we have a little friendly mouse that lives there. His name is Mitchell, and he enjoys seeing everyone, but is wondering where everybody's got to. The church is very empty at the moment, and he's just a little mouse, so feeling very alone. But he has been trying to have some fun. Here he is trying out everyone's seats. He tried the Sunday school seats. They were quite comfortable. And then he thought, I think I might want to be in the choir. So off he went and had a seat up beside the choir. But he's a bit concerned that his little squeaky voice might not fit in very well. So off he went and he had a try at the organ. But his legs weren't long enough, so I don't think Emily needs to worry about him playing the organ while she's gone. Then he jumped over onto Graham and Lewis's desk. They might want a new assistant with all this new fancy equipment, he thought. Or maybe he thought I would let him preach. Although with just a little squeak, maybe he's not got the best voice for that either. Perhaps the best thing for Mitchell to do is to sit with everyone else. And he does so enjoy the singing. Anyway, I went down to the church to visit Mitchell this week, and I sat and told him a story, and it's the story that you're about to hear. So here he is, snuggled in, ready to hear the story. We don't have to worry, don't worry. Mice don't catch the coronavirus or spread the virus, so it's quite safe for him to snuggle in as we told the story. And the story is called The Great Parade. And it begins. Let us go to Jerusalem, said Jesus to his friends. I have something important to do there. So they went. And when they could just see the city from a nearby hillside, Jesus said, let's have a parade. Jesus' friends were surprised. A parade? They wondered, why a parade? But no one said anything, because Jesus was already busy giving instructions. I want two of you to borrow a donkey, he said. Tell the owner I need it. He'll understand. When the two friends returned with the donkey, Jesus hopped on its back, gently nudged its sides, and started down the hill. His friends followed close by. Hooray for Jesus, they shouted. Jesus is king! Down, down, down the road towards the city gate. And the closer they got, the more people joined them. It's Jesus the teacher, someone called. It's Jesus the healer, someone else said. Three cheers for Jesus, called one and all. Soon there were people everywhere, marching along with the parade and shouting from the roadside. Some took off their coats and laid them in front of the donkey. Others cut palm branches from the trees and waved them about. There were hundreds, maybe thousands, clapping and dancing and shouting their way through the city gates. Everyone was happy. Well, almost everyone. Some of the religious leaders didn't like Jesus. They were jealous because the ordinary people were so fond of him. And when they saw the parade, they frowned. Wait just a minute, they called. You can't have a parade here. Tell your friends to be quiet, Jesus. But Jesus just laughed. Tell them to be quiet? Impossible. Then he turned to look at the crowd. Can't you see, he said, there's so much happiness here that even if I could make the people quiet, the stones in the street would jump up and shout for joy. That's a wonderful story. And Mitchell enjoyed hearing it so much, he asked if he could have a go at acting out the story. So here he is with his palm branch, all ready to wave with everyone else. And then look what he did. He went and got Eeyore through from the vestry and asked if he could jump on top of Eeyore, and Eeyore could be the donkey and he could be Jesus. What fun I had playing with Mitchell when I was down at the church. I'll need to remember to pop down next week and see what he's been up to. But in the meantime, I've given him a very special job to do. He has to look after the church for us all. And he has the perfect lookout here in the vestry.
We're now going to come before God in prayer. Let's pray. Dear God, we gather to say hello. We gather to tell you that we love you. We gather to say thank you for the world, for the rainbows, for the shooting stars, for trees, palm trees, for horses, for colts, for colourful clothing, for all people. We thank you for all the people who love us and for all the people who make time to be with us. We thank you for the sunshine and the rain, the seasons of the year. And we thank you for Jesus, for sending him to teach us how to live. He was kind, loving, and honest. He was always helping other people. Lord, let us be like that. Help us to be more like him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
May the God who sent his Son so that we could be adopted as God's own children send his Spirit into your hearts, especially in this week of remembrance and renewal, and equip you to live as God's own children, dearly loved and called to serve a needy world. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.